This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group as we wrap up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the market's kind of marking time as it observes the Pro Farmer Tour, which moves from Ohio into Minnesota and westward and eastward from Nebraska, South Dakota to Minnesota. Started yesterday through Thursday. They conclude in Minnesota and Friday morning, put out the numbers. The market's just waiting to see whether the numbers from this field survey, which is well-respected, jive with the government report, which came out last week. Of course, we know the numbers were quite high in that report. Some people say they were too high. Other people say the crop's looking great. They're not. They had a 16.7 corn crop, a billion bushel over July, and then 188 yield in the corn. So corn market did not make new lows after the report. The next few days, it rallied 15 cents. But now it's kind of waiting on the numbers from the crop tour. There was a minor tour by Ag Resource. But the big one people look at is Pro Farmer. It's been around for a long time and well-respected. So the next few days will all be about a kind of a evening up and a sideways trade as the market awaits anecdotal reports.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
At the close, September corn down 3.5 at 379.5. September soybeans down 7.75 at 10.13 even. September soybean meal up 7 even at 287.40. September soybean oil down $1.59 at 51.68. On the Merck, October live cattle up 17.5 at 231.35. September feeders up $1.50 at 352.42.5. October lean hogs up 2.5 at 90.15. Those are your closing market prices. I'm Riley Smith reporting.